Welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. This is episode 15, and hello again, Shalina.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you bracing the heat this week?
It's a bit too hot for me, but, you know, one must carry on.
Wow.
Yes, very British.
What is our topic for this week?
This week, let's talk about minimalism.
That almost doesn't sound like a good thing.
Yeah, I'm not a fan, but it keeps on being used a lot. And even when I meet people, they go, oh, you must be a minimalist. Or they say, I'm a minimalist. I live a minimal life. And it's like, I don't think people fully realize what the word minimalism means. I don't think it's apt for most people. I think the only people who can really, truly be minimalists are the super rich who have lots of houses in different countries and can buy something and then discard it. You know, like they're that rich that they don't need a lot because they have people to do things. You know what I mean? Like they live in those beautiful, sparse, very expensive houses.
Right. So it's, I think, well, we'll see how it goes, but I think it's more about redefining what that's supposed to mean and whether it actually does really apply to people as opposed to just saying, oh, I'm minimalist because, I don't know, I have like 5 things instead of 20. And,
yeah,
that, you know, and sort of trying to understand really what that is.
We could do it that way, yeah.
Okay, cool. So hit us with the why.
The main thing is, I think there's so much stuff about minimalism on social media, on YouTube videos. And the worst is like Pinterest. You know, you see all these images on Pinterest and it's these beautiful set up houses with nothing in them. Like there'll be a living room with no TV remote, no books, no magazines, you know, no tissue box. We all need a tissue box. There's always a nose running or a dirty hand or something, but there never seems to be tissue boxes in these images. It's just beautiful rooms with artfully decorated furniture, and it gives a false perspective on real life and this desire, but it puts too much pressure on people. Sometimes they aspire to be like that and to have nothing in their house, but that's not how people live in their day-to-day life, and they don't actually, I think about the fact that these are photos that are set up, like they're purposely designed to look like that. So I think people feel like a failure, like if they don't meet those standards, a lot of people. And because it's becoming such a cool term, it's causing more distress to people. The other big thing is that like there's these programs about, or YouTube videos, email alerts for how to be a minimalist in 30 days. And they expect you to get rid of everything in your life. And I think that is too much. Like there has to be a balance between hoarding and being a minimalist.
So I think what you're getting at though is sort of this like very idealistic scenario of minimalism that gets showcased quite a lot, right? And then would you actually advocate more about keeping your spaces kind of cleaner and like focusing on those things, but not like getting rid of literally everything that you would need in the house, right?
Yeah, so I mean with these things, I mean there's one, it was like you have to own 30 things only and that's it. Now imagine owning only 30 things,
like in total.
Total.
Oh.
It's not possible, right? To have that pressure on you to only own 30 things. I mean, the people who follow this, they'll read it and go, oh my God, yes, I think that will happen. I will be able to do that. And then when they don't reach that benchmark, they feel like a failure. And that's my worry with minimalism, that it's creating this desire and they're not able to reach that kind of milestone of being only 30 things.
So you said like, you know, you're talking about like a balance between like outright hoarding and then like total minimalism where there are no tissue boxes in the house because like that's one too many things and like the tissue box like got dumped off the priority list or something like that, right? Like that's not realistic, obviously. So what would be a better approach to sort of trying to maintain that balance? It's like, it's also a human tendency. It's like you see something, I mean, and we've talked about this on many episodes, right? Sometimes you just pick something up because it's like a really good deal, not because necessarily you need it. We've talked a little bit about decluttering when you buy and like being careful about stacking too much. We also have to understand that there's a lot of like a lot of history. Like when someone decides to do something, like if someone decides today that they want to approach like a slightly more minimalistic lifestyle, you know, today already they may have like, they may be sitting on a backlog of a ton of stuff that needs to be like cleaned up and stuff like that. So how do you go about approaching that?
Instead of going, I'm going to get rid of everything and only have 30 things and, you know, deciding one day that this is going to happen, do it gradually. You can't do everything in all in one go. You've like got to that point. you know, you've got this much stuff and it's taken days or months or years to get to that point. So you can't expect to get rid of everything in one day and be a minimalist in 30 days. You know what I mean? So start looking at what you have in different sections. So look at your lounge area and see what you have. Do you need all those old magazines, like especially, I suppose, Time Out? Do you need it from 2016? Other things are, like, don't deprive yourself, but buy in moderation. So instead of buying 5 pairs of shoes, just buy 1 pair. And then if you do, you have to use a 2-for-1 rule. So, you know, you buy one thing, you get rid of 2 things. So that will help you to start having a minimalistic lifestyle. Like, you're getting less stuff, but you're not depriving yourself completely, you know. And then another way, spend wisely. So only spend on what you need to buy. You don't need to buy 30 things from like Primark or H&M. You could just buy 1 quality piece for the same amount of money that you spent on 30 things. You know what I mean? I say 30 a lot, but... And think about what makes you happy. So if you're not happy with all your stuff, why don't you go have more experiences? So I like going to the movies. I love watching movies. So I will spend a lot of my money on going to the movies every week. And that's an experience, and that's something. And I go with friends, so that's an enjoyable experience with friends and family. So do things like that. I think, you know, if you want to jump off planes, that's an experience. That's a bit better than having lots of stuff. So change your mindset in that way. Instead of thinking, I want to get rid of everything and I want to live like a minimalist and have nothing in my life, power it down. Just start powering down your life instead.
Cool. Awesome. Is there anything else you feel like people should be wary of when, like, they started this minimalistic idea rather than...
Don't stress yourself about it. I think that's the thing that people do, that they see all these articles about it and think, I can do this. And then if they don't reach that milestone, they get upset and stressed and despondent. Like, don't, you know, just think that it's an ideal. And not everyone can reach an ideal. You know, there has to be a lot of plastic surgery normally involved to get to an ideal, you know. But I think that's the best way to think about it. So, power down. I am always up for a decluttering, obviously. But not declutter to the point where you don't have anything. Because you do need a few things.
That's it from us for this week. Yet another conceptual episode. As always, you can find more information about this show in the show notes by visiting decluttermeme.com/podcast. And Shalina, if people want to reach out to you and argue with you about minimalism, how do they do that?
Probably they don't want to argue with me, but if they want to discuss this, they can always contact me at decluttermeme.com/contact. And I'd be happy to discuss that with them or even help them declutter their life so that they're getting a bit more minimalistic in their life.
Awesome. Well, that's it from us for this week. Bye.